Do you remember the times when you had to go to an arcade to talk about games and had to go to a comedy club to hear comedy? Well, not anymore, because you're listening to the Second Funny Podcast with the Kevin Miller, gaming extraordinaire, and Justin Worsham, comedy extraordinaire. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 516. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only. It has been said that he could build turrets with both of his hands behind his back and on a mouse without a ball. One, the only, TheKevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Splash some water onto your glasses,
Justin. I did, right?
You see that right there? Right there. Oh, there you got it.
Yeah, I squeegeed that with my index finger, y'all. Theater of the mind.
Oh. You remember the Kraft Radio of the Air?
No.
Isn't that the greatest name ever?
Kraft
Radio Kraft Theater of the Air was the name of it. I butchered it. But that was what it was. So way back in the day before television, there was this thing called radio. No, it was.
And this is like right after the Renaissance?
Yes, pretty much. Okay. It goes Renaissance, George Washington, something about a horse. And
television.
Okay. Yeah. So in that era there, that's soft
time. Oh, wait, then craft, then television.
It's like when I was a kid, I thought.
So they made television and cheese, these people?
At the same time, yeah.
Wow.
I thought.
And the Patriots?
Yeah, different Kraft family.
What?
I thought that King Arthur's daughter was the Queen of England. My timeline was. Or maybe like grandfather. I didn't know. Well, it was before King's Speech, so I had no way of knowing.
No way. You need an Oscar award-winning film to teach us history.
Would you let your children watch that movie? I think I would.
The King's Speech?
Yeah.
Kevin, I let my children watch anything. I let them watch Apollo 18.
Forgive me. I forgot who I was talking to. So
Jacob is about to start watching The Walking Dead with me.
Oh, jeez. That's pretty awesome.
I'm very curious to see how this goes.
He'll be way into it. He'll be like, zombies,
Well, here's what happened. So I didn't want to watch it because, not that I thought it would scare him.
I'm going to come over, he's going to tell me stories, and I'm going to have nightmares.
Exactly.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, I was like, here's the thing. I just feel like he can handle anything, and I didn't want it to be something that would freak. I didn't want this to be the straw. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit down and watch porn with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a line. There's a line that I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, I don't want to find it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
good,
I'm not here to.
Good for you.
I'm not trying to push the envelope, but when the kid, everything he sees, he goes, is that your zombie show? And I go, no, this is Mass Effect. Like, this is just a game dad's playing. Oh, is it like your zombie show?
Wow.
I asked him today, I go, do you like zombies? He's like, yeah, I like scary things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He said it to me like, don't you remember? You're my dad. Like, you're here pretty much every day.
Yeah. Well, he's made it very clear. Like, we've been over
and
this.
And I go, but so zombies don't scare you? And he's like, no. Like, he looked at me like, and this is what I like about it. What I like about it is that he's 4 years old. He looks about him. He's like, he says, no, like, you're an idiot. Who would be scared of zombies? Right. And so that's what made me go, if you want, Dad, I'll let you start watching the zombie show with him if you'd like it or whatever.
You can't call it the zombie show.
And I go,
let him watch Zombieland. That's funny and see
well,
how
that was
he
the
reacts.
This is the other thing. That was the first movie that I had ever watched with him. Like, I fed him bottles while watching Nip Tuck, and there were moments where he would be watching them cut into fake bodies stuff. And but he's way too young, and he'd have a bottle, but be staring right at it.
Right.
And I'd be like, should I be blocking? There's a couple times where I blocked
Dexter,
his eyes.
Dexter, remember you said that same thing, like, eh.
Well, and then he got older, and his mom said something when they were like gouging an eye in Dexter, and she was like, oh, that's gross, and he popped out of that little crawl space area that we have under that. He was playing Pocket Gods on his phone,
right,
and he goes, what? Like, he wanted to see it.
Yeah,
so then
gross things.
I go, Natalie, and she's like, we can't let him watch it. I go, well, now we have
he
to
wasn't.
Let him. Yeah, we have. And my philosophy is that now you have to let him watch it.
Yeah,
because when you say you can't let him watch it, that to me is what injects the fear.
Desire, yeah.
It's what makes it go, oh, this is weird. This is taboo. I can't, you know. And I just told him, I go, so you know, this is meant to scare you and it's not real. Like, yep. That's exactly what they're trying to do, is to make you feel grossed out and uncomfortable. And I'm trying to make him into somebody that is not his mother, who has a visceral response to this stuff.
Childlike reaction.
Yeah, can't just enjoy it like it's absolutely
nothing.
Well,
he's just taking the candy that's sitting on the table.
And the reason I feel like this is okay to talk about, because, and it's something we brought up before on the show, is that I think it's the same argument against violence in video games.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So we were at our friend's house, Jeremy and Megan, and they have a son named after Justin and I.
Yeah.
Jevin. Just so we're all clear, that's not a joke. It's funny.
Started off as a joke, and then it became real.
We need to have Jevin on the show because we're not kidding. He's named after us. Yeah. His name is Jevin. So, Jevin is four, just a couple months younger than Jacob, right?
I think he's only like 1 month. One and a half. His birthday's in October.
Yeah, because she came out for the baby shower and she was just as pregnant as Natalie. So, Jevin's dad, Jeremy, loves to buy things and never play with them. Skylanders is perfect for him. Yeah, so,
when I,
I can't believe. So I came up, I was there with Jeremy.
Let me say this real quick. He recently added me, like, remember when you guys went down and had lunch? Mm-hmm. He added me as a friend on the PSN network.
Yeah.
So I went to go, what kind of games is, you added me for him?
Yeah.
So I go, what kind of games is Jeremy playing?
None.
Not a one.
Here's what happened. So we go in, I didn't bring Skylanders down with me because he didn't own a PlayStation, and so we randomly went into Target for something. He wanted to buy a pool. It was the middle of the summer. He was going to buy a pool for their backyard. Not like a little kiddie pool.
Yeah.
The 10-foot above ground pool so they could swim around. And that day, he's just like, I want this. So that's not how he talks at all, but that's what he did. So we go down to Target, and while we're there, we walked by Skylanders and stuff, and I was like, this is the game I'm really into. And he's like, oh, that's neat. And I was like, see, it's Spyro. He's like, oh, it's Spyro? I'm in. That's all it took, because he played Spyro all the time on the Sony back on the PS1. He scoops it up. He's like, Jeremy. I said, he's like, what do I need to go with this? I was like, you'll need a game system. He's like what? I'm like, a PlayStation. He's like, okay. We walk over and he picks up a PlayStation. He's like, should I get other games? I was like, sure. I mean, there's a billion. Like, what do you like to play? And so he picks out three games and buys Skylanders. And then he's like, so do I have enough characters to play Skylanders? I'm like, I mean, there's like 32 of them. He's like, well, what is something I can... that's fun to start with. I'm like, well, you can get this, and then you have at least six of the elements. He's like, these look fun. He literally walks up to the counter. I bought an HDMI cable while we were there. He sits down on the Target thing. He sits down, a PlayStation, three games. He didn't buy the Move, though he was very tempted, and Skylanders all right there, and walks out the door, and an extra set of Skylanders. So we take it home. They never booted up. Like, I helped them get set up with it, but we don't actually play Skylanders that day. Or maybe we played for like an hour or something, or like one mission. And so I go home. He gives me a big screen TV on the way home. That's how this whole thing started, because they had an extra one in the garage. And so we come back a few months later, and I bring my Skylanders, because I texted him, and I was like, hey, I'm not going to bring my Skylanders because you never want to play when I bring them up. He's like, well, my son would, so thanks a lot. So I naturally brought every Skylander that exists, because I own them all. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah.
So we bring them up.
About as much as we talk about Minecraft.
Yeah. Oh, God. So I bring him up. I sit down. I'm like, oh, great. And then Jevin's like, I want to play a game. I was like, oh, okay, what do you want to play? He's got toys all over the house. So I was like, I'll play with you. What do you want to play? He's like, I want to play Skylander. So I was like, sweet.
Win.
I'm in.
Win.
And I said, we need to ask your parents just to make sure. He's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, let's just add a courtesy. Let's just make sure. And they're like, oh, yeah, go play Skylanders. So we go into their living room, and we go to power it up. And I look around for the controller. I hit the button. Nothing comes on. I was like, oh, they need to charge their thing. And finally, turn on the PlayStation. And so I was like, hey, where's your connector? Now, here's the thing. I set his PlayStation up for him over the summer. And I remember telling them, you need this cable to plug into this thing, and you have to charge these controllers periodically, otherwise they won't work. Okay, great. They lost the cable, or didn't know it existed, or was a thing. Megan was in the middle of playing Skylanders with her son one afternoon. The controllers lost power. She didn't know how to put new batteries in them. They have not touched the thing since.
So you think Jevin had forgotten that, or you think Jevin was like, this guy will know how to get this going?
I probably
way more
just,
than mom.
Just knew he wanted to play, and his and Megan didn't know how to make it happen. So he was like, yeah, and he knew I had Skylanders. Yeah. So probably, yeah, he'll know how to make it. So I literally, we spent 15 minutes scouring
my
their house.
My dad came across a lot of those kids when I was younger where it's like, this guy can figure this out.
He can do this.
Let's bring this out of the garage. I want to play riding lawnmower. Can you do that for me, Mr. Worsham?
We just need some gasoline. I know where to get some. So he looks in every junk drawer in the house. They don't have the PS cable, whatever they did with it. So
thankfully, it's just a mini USB.
Well, they didn't have that. Like, they wouldn't fit the place. They didn't have that thick mini USB or whatever.
Oh, anywhere. Really?
Yeah, no, they couldn't find one. Because they're Apple
family.
They're
yeah.
Apple families. So, yeah. So, we leave and go to Target. We go to Best Buy. And he has not played the game.
Might as well get an 8-foot one. Then they can play it
done.
Anytime. Yeah.
Well, see, then we come. He's like, so we go to there. And I was like, this is the cable you want. And he's like, well, do I just need one? And I was like, well, you know, if you had two, you'd be able to charge both controllers and we'd be able to play right away. He's like, great. And he picks up two of those stupid cables. And he's like, do we need more Skylanders? I'm like, you haven't played it once. He's like, so which ones will round out so I have all the elements?
You realize that 90% of what he's doing is just because he likes watching your reaction, right?
And it's a fair exchange. Yeah. I will do it every time. Because it's like, I'm like, well, if you get this one, you have. And I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, okay. I feel like his consultant. And I'm like, well, if you get this and this and this, then you'll have all the.
Because this is why I like telling the story of your bachelor party so much. Is I like watching the people go, you did what?
You did what?
I go, I bought about $4,000 worth of TVs and then returned them the next day. And I just like watching
but that's
them.
What bachelor parties are for, yeah. Man. That's an epic story that well, I will
where's
tell
our
forever.
Hangover movie?
It's better.
We were hungover on protein and carbs.
I got out. I looked at my clock.
We drink beer.
And margaritas. I looked at my clock at 1:30 leaving your house, and my eyes kind of shook a little because it wasn't a screen.
Yeah.
It didn't. And then I was driving home like
LED.
Yeah. Where's the
old school LED? Is what it was.
So all of this is to tell this point of the story. So his mother, Megan's mother, is visiting. And so the evening rolls on, and then eventually everybody finds their way into the living room. He and I are still playing Skylanders. And out of nowhere, almost as if on cue, his grandmother goes, oh, now what is the point of this? Why would a child Jevin's age for need to be playing a game like this? And I was like, I was excited. I'm like, oh, great. I get to educate somebody on. She sounded interested. I get to educate someone on the values of letting a young person play video games. I'm like, hand-eye coordination, problem-solving, a story narrative, and I begin to explain, like, this is a really great, it's a hero's tale, like, all these great, like, elements to all the things that we talk about in the game. She goes, it's just so violent. And I was like, yeah, but I mean, they're not actually hurting. I don't even know if I went this far as to say they're not actually hurting anybody. It's just explosions. Because you do wield, like...
Which is a funny phrase.
It wasn't even something... Like, I was just saying, like, they're not hurt. Nobody's...
It's like a slightly more aggressive 4th of July.
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, they're wielding... I get it, because they're wielding, like, hammers, and they are punching at each other. But no one's going, oh.
There's that splatter of blood.
Yeah. And when you defeat an enemy, they burst into sparkles
smoke.
That you
yeah.
collect and then dissolve. So it's not even like... I didn't see the violence in it any different than watching... anything on television for children with it that's like ages 6 and up.
How much would it mess up your flow if I quickly told what happened to me today and Jacob and dying?
I'm almost done.
Okay.
So I and my maturity just sat quietly as she repeatedly said with his parents in the room, this is too violent. This is too violent. I don't understand. This is too violent. And Kat said, I thought you were going to say something. I decided, you know, it's like making a comment on Facebook about what you think about gay marriages. No one has ever convinced anybody about anything by writing a Facebook page update. And I could have sat there for the next hour and tried to convince her about why there's entertainment and educational value in Skylanders. And I figured I had better things to do.
Probably had an equally lengthy debate about gay marriage.
Exactly. So what happened with you and Jacob?
So I'm playing Mass Effect 3 and I died, and it does like a blood splatter on the screen.
Nice.
You know, when you die.
Load that game
and
up.
And Jacob says, why is there all that blood all over the place? And I go, oh, I died. And then Jack is sitting and goes, dead? Like, he looks at me and goes, dead? And I go, yeah, dad's dead. He goes, oh. Like, reaches for his throat and falls over. And I was like, this, and to me, That is my example of how irrelevant people should be talking about violence in video games and how it affects. My 20-month-old gets the concept of death, but does not make it into it. Because I had a moment where I'm like, oh, no, I just told him his father's dead. And then, but I completely missed the logic, sorry, of the fact that I'm standing right in front of him. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
and developmentally, I'm sure you're aware of this because you have children, they don't understand the idea of death until much, right. much older, like the permanence of it and everything.
Yeah, he just sees it as an act out of a thing or whatever.
And he's
you know?
Clearly seeing characters do it on television.
And we talk, and it's interesting to me, too, in that I tried to carry my same philosophy on violence in video games and violence in movies into actual death. And that when my grandfather passed away, I told my son, hey, you remember Grandpa Jesse? And he goes, yeah. I go, well, he died. He's not with us anymore. Mm-hmm. He's gone.
Yeah.
And I go, we're going to go see Grandma Lenny. I said, and out of to be nice, you don't say, where's Grandpa Jesse?
Yeah.
Because that's her husband, so she might be a little sad. And he's like, oh, okay. And I go, do you have any questions? And he's like, no. First I said, are you sad? Does that make you sad? And he goes, no. And then Natalie goes, do you have any questions? And then he sits there for a minute and he goes, do they still have the balls and the cars and stuff like that? And we go, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'm good. Like, so he did. Yeah. He didn't get the concept of it, but I do stand by the idea that it again, if say Megan's mom was to raise a kid today with violence in video games, and that I think, in my opinion, I got to disclaim this for anybody who is young enough to be influenced by their parents. You have to do what your parents tell you.
Absolutely.
They're the ones that are in charge. You can, by all means, play this episode with them. Well, might not be the best idea because I dropped an F-bomb.
Well, that's why I didn't do anything, because his parents are sitting in the room and she's shouting to the air, I think this is too violent for him. It's not my responsibility to turn the console off. They play the game with them all the time. And so I thought, clearly you're trumped.
Yeah.
You are. Nick, because if they said, you know what? You're right, Mom. Let's turn this off.
And here's to touch on that real quick. I really do think I have an honest solution for any kid who is 10, 12, listening to the show that really wants to play Call of Duty, but mom and dad are not okay with it. I'm going to give you an honest-to-goodness tactic that I think is guaranteed to succeed, in that you go to your parents and you ask them, say, and just try to shoot straight with them and say, what do you think, what can I do to show you that I'm capable of handling it? Mm-hmm. If you put to them that question, because here's the thing that kids don't understand from their parents, and it blows my mind, because I feel like I kind of got it as a kid, and I'm struggling trying to get my kid to understand it.
Yep.
The power of being well-behaved and doing exactly what you're told and never having to be reminded to take out the trash or to do the dishes like you're supposed to is a phenomenal power that you have over your parents. There is nothing that makes them more happy than to watch you succeed and do exactly what they expect of you. All you have to do is that, and you will be amazed at how they treat you differently. Because you know why? When you treat them with respect and what they're asking of you with respect, all of a sudden it naturally makes them realize that you deserve respect. Because you've earned it, because you're stepping up and you're doing the right thing and you're not behaving like, quote unquote, a child. That's my honest to goodness opinion. So if you have chores, instead of griping and whining and complaining about your chores, and I'm not saying for 3 days, this is the part that I think is hard for kids to understand. I'm saying you'd commit for the long haul. If you could commit to just forever, to take out the trash and do exactly as you're told and come to your parents and say, hey, how are you guys doing? Is there anything I could do to help out around the house? Hey, I love you guys. Thanks for giving me all these wonderful, nice things that I have, instead of going, oh, I only have a PlayStation 3, and then the PlayStation 4 is coming out. I'm never going to be able to get that. Or I only have the Sly Cooper collection. I don't have Sly 4. Nothing. That is like nails on a chalkboard to your parents. But if you just show them how you can handle it, I bet you, I will guarantee that they will bend over backwards. If it is within their means, they will give you everything they can if you show them that you can handle it or that you're willing to work for it. That's all. I'll get off my soapbox. I apologize.
I'm sorry it took me so long to find. I can't find the biblical verse to back up exactly what you're saying.
Oh, really?
But it talks about the fruit of the spirits, fruit of the spirit, and saying that, like, if you live a life that's in the pocket of chasing after divine and chasing after God, the greatest thing that comes out of that is self-control. That, like, that's how you know that you're living a life that is pleasing to God, is through self-control. And that's what your parents want for you as well. Maybe they don't, even if they don't subscribe
to
the Bible.
Not in that context, yeah.
But because the kind of the flip of that coin, and this I think is hard for all of us to listen to, children, adults, or whatever, your parents, whoever you are, if they are restricting you from content, they could be I don't know your situation. I don't know if you exist. They could be doing it because they don't understand the media. They don't understand the game. They could be doing it because they don't. It's foreign to them, and so they do have strange generational prejudices against it. But they also might know better. They might know you better than you're willing to admit.
Because that's what I was going to say. Before any of that happens, it honestly is an assessment of what you can and can't handle. Mm-hmm. And then it's also based on a concept of rewarding. Here's what happens, I found. Even though my kid's only four, there are peaks and valleys with my kid. And if I'm in a rut, the last thing I want to do is give him what he wants.
Yep.
If he's fighting me tooth and nail on something that I need him to do, or I need him to step up and figure out this way of behaving is a better way, and he just won't do it. And then he because he's at that age where he's like, well, this is what I want. He always wants something.
Yep.
And all it does is make me go, well, you can't have what you want because – really, you're not giving me what I want. Mm-hmm. That's what I think it ultimately boils down to. But what I also think that is, it's not about my selfish need, is that my need isn't just selfish. My need is based on how you need to be as a grown-up, and that's my job as your parent, is that I have to instill in you these values, and these ethics, and these guidelines and boundaries from minute one so that you can grow up and be a decent human being. And
once again, we have to copy-paste this
to your
other podcast.
Not build a damn city with English cobblestone roads and bail. That's a quitter.
I think that was somebody that returned the game.
Oh,
after
really?
Playing it after you read that thing, I was like, oh, I bet that's what happened, that somebody got tired of it and they returned the game, and they're never coming back.
That they could, because they couldn't even log on to maintain their English city.
Yeah, so they got tired.
And they were all, what if it was Kyle?
That's so
a deep
weird.
Reference for people listening. It's 2 weeks
ago. A week ago. Yeah. Most people are fans.
Whatever.
Keep listening to our show.
What were we supposed to be talking
How
about
much time
before
we got
I got
left?
On a soapbox? 7 minutes.
Tell me. No, don't be. We got plenty of time. All right, I'll talk about this for 7 minutes, then we'll talk about what video games.
Well, if you want to spend a whole episode, I mean, we could continue.
I don't have a whole episode.
We could continue on this little journey that we've kind of paved this path. I don't necessarily think we've completed it.
What else is there to say? I don't know what else you'd have to say on this topic.
Well, I think
what are we talking about? We've had this.
What I'm saying is
we talk about this every 3 months,
which is fine. I think because here's what I think. I think within our quote unquote demographic.
Yeah,
I think that. Our demographic right now is predominantly teenage to, 10 to 13, somewhere around there. And then the secondary graphic is early 20s, mid-20s. That seems to be the predominant people that... And then
all of them awesome.
Right. I'm not... Yeah. Oh, no. That's not... I'm not saying that in any way.
I wouldn't say were. I was just yes-anding you.
So I think that this is a reoccurring issue for a lot of our people, because we're also talking about a fan base that is based on a platform game that is, rated E for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's not really an issue. In any way, shape, or form for them to have that game. And they stumbled upon our podcast because of that game. But we've had people write in and say, how do I get my family to let me play Call of Duty or play these other kinds of games? And because that's what they want to play. And as an example, I just started playing because it won best game of the year or whatever. I got the Walking Dead, the PSN-based game. And it is interesting, but... it is not worth a game of the year. It is, having played it, I'm like, wow. Like, here's the thing. If that is the game of the year, and I'm not saying this just to blow sunshine. I mean this as if we were not doing a podcast and I had stumbled upon this game, right? I would say this exact same thing. Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time is 10,000 times the game that this Walking Dead series
is. Yeah.
Walking Dead is a choose-your-own-adventure, sluggish book of interactivity that is just... All it does is it exists in a highly nerd-demoed license. That's all that they have. And the fact that now they have this Survival Instinct game that they're cramming down everybody's throat, and that's what got me onto this. I think this is another horror-oriented game, or maybe your game is Dead Space that you really like to play. Maybe you are like my kid, that you enjoy this stuff. Because this is not something I pushed upon him.
Yeah.
It's just something... He literally has his choice of what he watches.
Your kid and I definitely are opposites, because when EA gave me a free game token, one of the choices was Dead Space 3. And I was like, oh, I... I've always known that. I was like, if that's a cool, like, Lost Planet game, yeah. Or I didn't know. I knew that they had some sort of
ghost. You knew Dead Space was a horror movie.
I guess I knew, but I didn't know enough about it. Like Lost Planet has horror element. Like, if it's suspenseful or
nothing
dramatic.
Compared to Dead Space.
Yeah, see, that's what I didn't
Dead
know.
Dead Space is meant to scare the living crap out of you.
And I didn't know that. So yeah. I go to YouTube and pull up a Let's Just Play. The beginning of the intro happens, you know, and it's in the snow, and he has this conversation, and then you're trekking through. I was like, this is cool. And then you find this thing. I'm like, okay, and he opens the button to the shuttle, and zombies come crawling out. Yeah. I was like, and I literally, okay, well, I'm getting Mass Effect 3. Like, done with that, no need.
But so to get back to our point is that if this is in any way, shape, or form, and you know what, send us an email to questions@secondfunniestpodcast.com, and maybe we could speak more to your specific issue. But
or Dr. Filibuster at questionsinc.secondfunniestpodcast.com.
okay,
can you make that URL?
Yes. I'm going to make it an email, not a URL.
Why is that the thing that defeats you? I say stupid stuff
because
every
Because I have
minutes.
To make an email. Because you came up with something that I have to do.
I don't even remember what I said.
Before we turned on these microphones, I said the reason I was here an hour and a half before record time is because my world is built around taking care of other people. And what you did was you threw out as a bit something else I have to do.
You don't have to do it. It was a
I
joke.
I know I don't have to do
it's
it.
It's a joke. Can I get you some water?
No. I'm good. I've got at least a sip there.
I'll text Catherine.
But honestly, but I really think that is going to be your way. Like, if you have chores, if you don't have chores, start doing them.
Yeah.
Don't ask what you need to be done. Just say, like, here's the day. Spend a day of recon or a week of recon and just watch what your parents do and honestly go, what can I do to make their life easier?
Yeah.
And just do it. And if you could be a good enough person, like, mm-hmm. And I know that may sound weird, but that honestly to me is what makes a really good person, that you know that you have an agenda, right? But you have to really honestly commit to doing it, not for the sake of getting that, and you can't ask for it, as hard as that is. And that delayed gratification is going to reward you not only with the game that you want eventually, mm-hmm. but will also teach you a really valuable life skill, and that you can sit there and one time your parents will go, we are flabbergasted at how awesome you have been.
Yep.
Is there something that we could do for you? You could say, you know, honestly, it would be really great if I could get Call of Duty. I mean, I really like that game.
Yeah.
And when they start into, that's not what we want. You know, we said no. We're definitely negative on that. You could say, listen, I could understand your concerns, but can we at least talk about it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about what your concerns are and then kind of be prepared. And then if your parents provide an argument that you can't defend, don't get upset and go, okay, well, is it okay if I think about it? And I guarantee you, your parents aren't going to look at you. They're going to look at you like you're crazy because they're going to, no child acts like this. And children, to me, in my opinion, it blows my mind. I had another conversation with a teenage kid while I was on the road. And his dad had the same kind of argument where he said that he goes, hey, listen, you know, now this is a dad who takes his kid to LAN parties. You see what I'm saying?
That's cool.
He is a dad like us where this is like them going to the baseball game. They have these huge warehouses. I think I talked about it a long time ago on the show where it was so much fun. And it was fun to watch nerds do what I saw kids do at graffiti, where they would cruise and they put neon all over their cars and they trick out their cars. These kids would trick out their computers, their towers, neon, and they had water cooling systems and all this cool stuff and multiple screens. And they set up a network, and everybody plays different games, and you could play with each other.
How do they transfer them?
What do you mean?
Well, how do you bring your tower to that kind of party?
Just load it up in your car and
That's what I'm saying. And then you get there, and then you park your car, and you make multiple trips with screens, or do they have a kit?
They have, like, a load-in day, and you come in with people had flat carts.
That's
what
I'm asking.
Some people just took multiple trips. Some, they didn't have anything set for you, but...
So no, I wonder, if you go to LAN parties, how do you...
Oh, like, what would be my thing I would have?
Like, I transfer my tower. I've had to take it places before, and I know how to put it in the back seat of my car, but if I was going to a LAN party all the time where I knew when I got there, I was on my own. The only thing I got is access to a splitter for power. Mm-hmm. I would have it all worked out so that I had a
monitor
system locked into this thing, and this thing gets so that it doesn't fall.
There were people that had stuff that looked like a rig almost, yeah. And then there were people that you could tell just probably took multiple trips or just brought their single monitor PC and transported from home. Nobody that I saw had like a travel case, like what you would see like Aerosmith, offload a semi. There was nothing like that that I saw. But so this dad,
or like a wheelbarrow with the tower built into it. They're like, this thing is my mobile gaming device,
like a miniature skateboard.
Yeah.
But this dad takes
danger. Will Robertson, I'm loading to 3 gigabytes of RAM.
Isn't that cool? If you touch his nose, he'll give you a Coke. this guy takes his kid to these land parties, and they pick me up at the airport, and his mom was like, I got to pick up the kids at school, and I was like, fine. So I got in the car, and I said, hey, how's it going? I heard you guys are doing another land party. He's like, yeah, but my dad's kind of being an ass, is what this kid said. And I was like, I want to tread lightly, because all I want to know is,
go on.
When you have a dad that takes you to land parties, how can you, what can he do that makes him an ass? Here's the interesting part. He told me to cut back on my video game play.
Oh.
And said that he didn't like that I spent so many hours. Now, here's what was interesting to me. His dad, clearly a gamer, clearly into gaming, clearly kind of nerdy, right? But there was something about what his kid was doing that set off a trigger in his dad's brain that said, I don't know if I like this, right?
Yeah.
And the minute the kid doesn't get exactly what he wants, his reaction is to call his dad an ass.
Right.
And I said, again, I'm not trying to pick a fight here. I'm not looking for conflict. I just want to know where you're coming from. What's your standpoint?
Yeah.
Because from my perspective, I'm looking at you going, I would love it if my dad would have taken the initiative to take me to a LAN party, because I never would have known what those were.
Right.
Probably weren't invented then, but that's
maybe not.
My
Atari
dad should,
parties were, you know, and
he should have figured that crap out.
He probably could have. The tough part is,
he's an ass.
You don't know their entire situation, and maybe you do. But I'm like, maybe he's bipolar. Maybe his dad's bipolar.
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe he's bipolar.
No.
All right.
No.
Maybe they've been to the North Pole.
In that sense, they are singular polar. They're monopolar.
Fair enough.
But so I had this conversation, and here's what it all boiled down to. Is that dad said, hey, could you lay off the video game play? Mm-hmm. And then the kid had a snow day, and so he played video games because he had finished his homework.
Seems
and fair. Then the dad was like, I told you to lay off the video game play.
Mm.
So here's the thing, like what you just said, that's a valid argument.
Yeah.
I did everything I was supposed to be. It was a snow day. I can't really go outside and do anything.
It's snowing.
But so I tried to wrap my brain around it, and I was like, because I got to be honest with you, is what I told this kid. I said, I see your argument, and it makes sense as a gamer myself. But as a dad, I was like, it's weird because I thought about it later that night. This is hours after I left this kid. I'm like, I wonder what's going on. And here's what I think would have helped this kid's situation. If he would have said in some way, shape, or form, Dad, it's a snow day. I've done all my homework. I can't really go outside. There's nothing I want to watch on TV. Can I throw up a couple hours of whatever, EverQuest or whatever? I think if he does that, dad says,
Even a
and
step
then,
better.
What that gives that kid is that gives that kid the opportunity to explain his thought process to his dad. Yep. But what he's doing is he's doing the teenage thing of like, listen, I'm my own person. No, you're not, asshole. You're a little person who lives under somebody else's roof that needs somebody else to pay for food.
I made your ham
pay for
sandwich.
Clothes, pay for everything. Yeah. All right, that does not make you your own person.
I was gonna say, what could make it, if this is possible, to even take it a step further, is to ask.
Yeah.
Say, hey, it's a snow day. I'm gonna finish my homework. I know we talked about this. I was wondering if you'd be okay with lifting the ban.
I guarantee you that dad goes,
of course.
Fine. Unless the only thing I could think of is if he bothered him at work, but I think in the world we live in now, he could kind of shoot him a text and say, hey, I'm sorry
depending
about
on what
texting
he did for
you.
Work. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, dad, he edits videos for commercials, like local commercials and stuff. He works at an ad agency. He could have just
shot him an
text
email.
Message and said, hey, sorry to bother you at work, but I didn't want to do this without checking in with you. And that's what it is. It's communicating the respect that is deserved.
Your child is going to be the most well-behaved
child. No, he's not. He's going to be the biggest colossal asshole in the world. Because I could talk about this. I could talk about this until the cows come home.
I can't wait to listen to this.
But actually making it happen is few and far between.
I'm going to bookmark this. I'm actually going to create a calendared event in my phone right now for 10 years from tonight.
For him to go back and listen to 516?
Is that what Jacob, Jacob, listen to episode 516.
All right.
I'm setting it right now. This is sweet.
And on the iPhone 10, that is going to be so awesome. It'll show all this stuff.
It's synced to everything.
I know, right?
It's all going to show up.
When Apple owns Google. And
and we live on Mars.
So for more information about becoming a parent and a better kid, wouldn't that... What if I did that? I know I kind of did it unintentionally for this episode, but what if I slowly turn this into, I have the dad podcast and this is the kid podcast.
Yeah. Like,
this is how to be this is how to be a decent dad. This is how to be a decent kid.
517?
I could never talk about this. I think this is 516.
516.
Yeah, because we already did, we've only done two.
Done.
That was 514 and 515, so this is 516. Glad you heard us talk about that. If you want to tell me about how much I'm full of it and you'd like to tell me to stick it up my butt, give me a call, 408-228-4911, or send an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. But please, whether you disagree with my opinions or not, please go to facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast or follow us on the Twitter @secondfunniest. But please, please, please throw a like. Tell your friends, even if they don't play Sly Cooper and all they play is violent video games your parents would never even let you look at, please tell them about facebook.com/IWantSlyCooper in his own animated series and throw a like up there because we are trying to Betty White this bitch.
That's right.
Which reminds me, please do not play this episode for your parents because they will hear the cursing and they will shut this down for you and you will lose all credibility that you ever earned. All right? On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.
Can I just go to the day quickly? How do I...
We're still recording. Oh.